Welcome to Shu, the podcast about emptiness. My name is Ryan Powell, and you can join me each week for a musical meditation, a spiritual reset, and a grounded journey into the rich field of the Zhenren, the real human that you are. In Chapter 26 of John C.H. Wu's translation of the Tao Te Ching, Lao Tzu says, "Heaviness is the root of lightness. Serenity is the master of restlessness. Therefore, the sage traveling all day does not part with the baggage wagon. Though there may be gorgeous sights to see, he stays at ease in his own home. Why should a lord of 10,000 chariots display his lightness to the world? To be light is to be separated from one's root. To be restless is to lose one's self-mastery." So in our Taoist cultivation, our Qigong meditation, it's very important to cultivate the felt sense of stability in the body, in the heart, in the spirit. And the sense of heaviness being the root of lightness. In the internal martial arts, we cultivate a sense of that downward connection into the earth, feeling our chi rooting into the earth. And from that deep root, we can expand upwards. We can return down, but we have that sense of gravity within our body rooting into the earth. We use the image of the mountain as the image of the stable human being. So I invite you in this moment to imagine yourself as a strong, stable mountain. Feeling into the wide, heavy base of your mountain. That sense that your roots sink deep, deep, deep into the earth, reaching into the center of the planet. And as your awareness slowly travels up this mountain, feeling that sense of solidity, as your awareness rises up to the peak of the mountain. On the peak of this mountain, there's a gentle snow falling, and it's very, very quiet. And just take some slow, smooth, deep, and even breaths into your mountain body. Feeling that rooting into the deep earth. Feel that open, peaceful, quiet snow at the peak of the mountain. Feel your body full of the heaviness that is the root of lightness. When you're sitting in meditation, you can use this mountain imagery to help bring you into that space of present solidity, of gravity intelligence. And also when you're moving, when you're walking, cultivate the felt sense of your chi down in the deep roots of the earth with each step you take. Feel the gravity drawing you into the earth's core as you keep that lightness at the top of your head open. And as you move throughout the world with each step, gripping with your toes like a tiger walking through the forest. Grip, grip. With that sense of gripping the toes, it's like you're gripping into the deep roots of the earth with every step. Stable, present, one step at a time. So the mind is rooted down in the heaviness of the body. The body is rooted in the heaviness of the earth. And with this earth foundation, the spirit can grow wings. Can grow wings and can expand through the entire universe. And always return to its root. Expanding through the entire universe and returning to the One. But without this stable root, the spirit flies, but it becomes exhausted. It has nowhere to roost, nowhere to return. So that lightness becomes unsteady, becomes anxiety, becomes fear. So give your spirit bird a warm nest, a stable home to return to. Don't let your bird fly until its wings get torn and tattered. With that stable mountain body, open Dan Tien, the field of elixir in the lower belly. Call your spirit back from its travels. Close your eyes. Turn your spiritual lights around and gaze back into your body. Gaze back into the mountain. Heaviness is the root of lightness. Now there's a story about the dragon. It's said that the dragon lives in the center of the mountain. The dragon expresses itself in the clouds. You see the expression of the dragon in the spiraling, flowing clouds throughout the entire universe. But the dragon lives in the solid rock, in the center of the mountain. So if this mountain is your body, the center within your body is your Dantian, the lower elixir field. Down below the lower belly, right in the center. And this lower Dantian is the secret cultivation cave of the spirit and the home of the dragon. So when we cultivate the Tao within us, we begin here, turning our senses around, gazing into the mountain of the body, down into the Dantian. And when we turn our spiritual lights around, we look back into our body, we're magnetizing the dragon back into its cave. We're gently calling our spirit bird back to its nest. And when the spirit returns to the body is vital, glowing from within. Warm and illuminated. The spirit is at peace in its body nest. And the breath flows naturally, not forcing the inhale, not forcing the exhale. With this practice, over time, the body and the spirit begin to unify. So that life becomes a continuous feeling and knowingness of what's called Tian Ren He Yi, the union of the human being with the universe. The Tao is simple, not separate from our daily life. There's no big secret here. It's just a practice, like sweeping the stairs, like washing the dishes, like caring for our family. Practice. So call the spirit back to the mountain of your body. Feel the unification of yin and yang within you. Practice and see what happens day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year. Practice. Thank you for taking this journey with me. If you enjoyed the podcast and would like to support future episodes, visit patreon.com/shoupodcast to become a patron of SHU. You can email me at podcastshoe@gmail.com. I always enjoy hearing from you. And you can visit my website, www.qiofsound.com. That's qiofsound.com. To learn more and to join my weekly Zoom Qigong classes, beginners are always welcome. All music for this podcast is created here at Cloud Moss Temple in Portland, Oregon. Please leave a review and a rating at Apple Podcasts if you get the chance. It really helps. Thanks.